from Bass Hole Studios in Hollywood, California.
Yo, what time is it?
You're listening to I'm a Bass Hole with Doug Bass. We've all been one.
He's an asshole.
So let's laugh about it. Now, here's your host, Doug Bass.
Hey, what's up, Bass Holes? It's Doug Bass. How's everyone doing today? Welcome to the podcast. It's a Sunday morning and we're recording here. It's a lovely day so far. Our guest today is actress, comedian, Isabella Urdaneta. She's a Jersey girl. I'm super excited to have her here in the studio because you know what? I like her. I like Jersey people and she's funny and she's cool and she's here. So we're going to jump right into it. Isabella Urdaneta's here. Isabella. What's up, yo? How are you?
What's up, Doug? I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Welcome to the Bass Hole Podcast. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. So, how is your day so far? I mean, I know it's you know, early. Well, early-ish for a Sunday. Noon.
Noon. That's way before I'm usually up.
Really? Mm-hmm. Are you not an early bird person?
No, honestly, I am.
You are?
But not on Sundays. Sundays really? Are my sleep-in days, yeah.
Sleep-in day Sunday. Mm-hmm. That's normal.
I mean, sleep-in Sunday, yeah.
Yeah, right? I mean, I feel like everyone wants to chill out on Sunday, so I get that. All right, well, Isabella, you are an actress. You are a comedian. You're from New Jersey, which I'm super excited about. You're from Cliffside Park, New Jersey,
mm-hmm.
The home of the movie Big, but more importantly, the home of Isabella. How do you like growing up there? You like Jersey?
Yeah. Jersey's, I mean, does anyone really like Jersey?
I think so. I mean, I don't know. Jersey gets a bad rap. I'm from, like, kind of, you know, a little the same area, North Jersey. I'm from, like, you know, Cedar Grove, Montclair area.
Mm-hmm.
So Jersey gets a bad rap, though. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Did you know they actually did a survey and Jersey was one of the top states to live in?
It is. It mm-hmm. is. It's a nice state. Mm-hmm. People think it's like trashy and like dirty, which it is part of it, you know, but it's it is. I mean, it's right next to New York City, cheaper than New York.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not as much traffic. You know, you can get to the beach pretty quick, all that good stuff. I don't know. It's a nice place to live. I don't know. I mean, but yeah, for some reason it gets like the I don't know. I consider it like the Valley version. You know, like how people like the LA to the Valley. People shit on the Valley here.
Yeah.
Like that's what New Jersey is to New York, I feel like.
Which is absolutely.
Which I don't understand. But, you know, whatever. I mean, it's got the best view of New York.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
And did you know actually New York tap water comes from Jersey?
Doesn't? I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that makes sense. But the hometown I grew up in has a giant reservoir. And we were always like, oh, this is an awesome lake. But it was like a reservoir for like probably New York, you know. Or something like that.
They're taking your water, man.
I know. They're just taking our water. They're taking our pizza, everything. Better pizza, New York and New Jersey.
It's tough. I feel like they're kind of one and the same.
Yeah, I mean, I think so.
I mean,
I don't know how you make it that different when it's like literally 15 to 20 miles away from each other. It's like
New Yorkers would not agree, though.
I know.
Especially with bagels. I think bagels are kind of the same in both.
Bagels out here are not good.
Oh, no. They're terrible.
Yeah.
They're terrible.
Yeah.
I mean,
they say it's the water.
Yeah.
The water is what makes the bread, the yeast rise bigger, I guess, in New Jersey, New York, or whatever.
And you're supposed to boil bagels.
They don't do that here? I don't know.
I don't know, but if they do, it's because of the water.
There was a place down the street in Beverly Hills for a while. It's not there anymore, but it was called like Brooklyn Water Bagel or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And what's his name? Larry King, the old interviewer.
No way.
He passed away, but he was like a part owner or something like that. And they said that they like imported the water from like Brooklyn
mm-hmm.
to make the bagels or whatever. And I went a couple times and they were good, but I was like, they're not fucking important water, are they? Like, how was the cost on that? You know what I mean? Like, how much is this bagel going to cost, you know,
for
that water?
Yeah, not the drought,
like,
though.
Yeah, I don't know. But I don't know. I mean, they were good, but it wasn't like, you know, the same. I don't know. Yeah, but when you do go back and get one, they're like giant.
Mm-hmm.
Giant bagels, which is not good for your health, but they're good to eat. You know?
Don't ever order a scooped out bagel
scooped
in Jersey, though. Do you eat scooped out bagels?
No, do you?
No.
Can you do that here? Is that a thing?
Yeah, that's a thing that people do.
People take the bread out of the bagel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's disgusting.
What's the point? They just want like the outside part of it?
I couldn't tell you.
I mean, I don't know. I know they have like, I'm an everything bagel kind of guy. So that's what I usually get. I know they have like whole wheat everything bagels, which I've had a couple times, which I guess are a little healthier, but.
Is it though?
I don't know.
It's, I mean, carbs they
say,
are carbs.
They say
carbs.
Wheat is better, but whatever. I don't know. But they also have bagel thins. I've seen some places have those bagel thins. Bless you. Oh my God.
Thank you.
Bless you. Bless you. Yeah, they have bagel thins, which are like, you know, half the size or whatever, which is, defeats the purpose as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, eating an English muffin.
Exactly. So growing up in Jersey, when did you get the acting bug?
The acting bug. I mean, I kind of grew up. I was one of those people that grew up doing, like, shows and theater and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know, I just for some reason thought that I could probably do it in the real world. So I just kind of said,
Did you do like plays in high school and stuff like that?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Like were you in the musical and stuff?
I was. So was
every
year.
I was that kid in high school. That was like, I did like the drama play, the musical, all that stuff, the talent show, whatever. What was like the musical that you did?
I did a few. I mean, I did Shrek. That was a fun
Shrek.
One. Yeah.
Shrek the musical.
Shrek the musical. That's fucking, it's a baller
now.
Show.
Is it? I've never
Yeah,
I mean,
they
never
actually,
seen it.
On Broadway, they recorded it. It's on Netflix. You should watch it.
It's on Netflix?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, I'll check it out. Who are you? Who are you?
I was Fiona.
Of course, Fiona. Of course you were. The lead. The female lead.
I guess so.
Yeah. Did they put you in Shrek makeup and all that shit? Like,
oh, yeah.
At the end
oh, it was.
Doesn't she turn into Shrek or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, not, you know.
Yeah.
It was terrible. It was embarrassing, actually.
Was it?
It was so. We didn't, you know, like it was like low budget.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The
yeah.
lowest of the lows. So.
No, I get it. High school musicals have no budgets. Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny because I think the play I did in high school was Little Shop of Horrors. Bless you. Are you allergic to the dogs? Is that what it is?
No, I just sneeze a lot.
You sneeze a lot? You're sick? Great. No, it's all good. I sneezed. Everyone sneezes. So you can't help it.
We all sneeze.
We all sneeze, you know, sometimes in the middle of an interview. It's fine.
fuck off. I can't
I'm
control
kidding.
This.
Do you need a tissue or something?
Wow.
We could stop.
I have one.
You have one? All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can take it out. I'll edit this part out.
Okay.
Here, I'm going to do this. I'll hold this. This is my edit card. That way I know where to fucking edit.
Okay. Don't look at me. Okay.
Or I could be an asshole and leave this part in. No, I won't do that.
Just let me get it out. Okay. I think I'm.
You're fine.
Good. All right. Anyway.
Anyway.
You did a.
I was. The musical I did in high school was Little Shop of Horrors. That was one of them. And I guess I was the dentist in it.
Really?
Yeah, and it was an awesome part to play because I was like obsessed with like Steve Martin and he was in the movie and all that shit. So I was like really excited in high school to play the part. But I guess we had like a little bit of a budget because they like rented like the actual plant from like that they used in one of the off-Broadway productions or some shit. So we had like there was like four different like size like you know Audrey twos or whatever that like so like that was pretty cool.
That's pretty bad. Okay,
yeah, that
Doug.
Was cool. That was
your
cool.
high school had money.
They did that year. I don't know. The following year, we did like 42nd Street, which was a bummer because that was my senior year and I wasn't it, but I was like, I don't know, this place sucks.
I was in 42nd Street.
I don't like it.
It was all right. It was fun.
I mean, I think I played the director of the thing or whatever. I don't remember. I mean, this is like back when like I would never be in a musical now. Are you? Do you still sing? Are you a musical theater person?
No, I mean I sing like sometimes.
Right,
but
you wouldn't want to go out for a musical now. You would try it.
I would. Look, I'll be honest with you. I've done some productions in my day, and I've done some like, you know, some guy who like wrote something and like had enough money to put it together.
I've done a couple of those. Yeah,
I would do a good musical,
a good musical,
you know,
yeah.
you know, where they have like a budget.
A budget. And yeah.
It's and like, it's a good it's a union show. Production and there's more than like 32 seats sure. in the theater.
It's yeah. fun. I would do one again too, but it's like, I don't think I'm like good enough to do that anymore. You know what I mean? Like when I see some of these people do these things and I'm just like, yeah, those are musical theater people. That's them. They're there. You know,
they're hardcore.
They're hardcore.
You have to constantly be
like, I went
doing
to my friend just did a musical reading of a play, a musical that he wrote, but it was like a stage reading mm-hmm. and like everyone had their scripts in front of them and shit, but they were like all off book. They were all like singing like to the full production extent, you know, it just wasn't, you know, and I was like, wow, these people are amazing. Like I was like, I don't have the energy to do that. I was like, that's crazy.
They love to show out, dude.
Yeah, really?
They don't fuck around. They don't.
No, exactly. It's enjoyable.
That's why no one likes
some people.
Them in
some
high
people
school.
Hate musicals. Some people they can't stand watching yeah. them. They won't go to them. Did you go to a lot of Broadway shows growing up, being so close to the city?
I did. I mean, my school, the drama club.
Where did you go? Did you go to college, theater school? What did you do?
I went to acting school.
Acting school.
Yeah.
Yeah. In New York?
Yeah. And I mean, New York and LA.
Right.
That was fun though.
Yeah.
I loved New York. Like I loved going to school there.
Right.
I felt so like edgy and mysterious.
Yeah. How long did you live in New York?
About a year and a half.
Year and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you liked it?
I loved it.
See, I regret. I never got the chance to live there, actually. Mm-hmm. Live in the city. I mean, you know, I grew up like 15, 20 minutes from it. You know, I would go in there all the time for like auditions and stuff. Did you do that? Did you
oh,
do a lot of
shit.
Auditions and stuff?
No. I mean, not a lot. I'd done maybe like 3.
Yeah, yeah.
But when I lived there, I wasn't at that point.
You were more like school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't know. I moved out here when I was like 21, and then I just stayed. And I like that was like my chance. Like I got an internship here, and then I just got a job after that and just stayed. Whereas if I didn't get the job, I probably would have went back and lived there for a year, year and a half. Mm-hmm. Come out. But I wanted to end up out here, you know, and I was already here. So I was like, all right. So I missed my New York living run, I think. You know, I don't know if I'd want to do it now.
I think if you love it here, people who love it here do not like it over there.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
I love it there, but I don't know. Living there is a whole different thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. It's just so expensive. It's like, you know.
Bitch, it's expensive here too.
It's more expensive there though, no?
No way.
No?
I mean,
look, for what you pay here as in an apartment, you get more, I think, than New York.
Yes. Here's what I'll say. I think that it kind of evens out in both major cities.
Yeah.
You don't need the car. And like, I feel like the cost of living there is cheaper than the cost of living here. Like, sure. Like right. you can get a nice one bed for, I mean, I don't know, 17. That's pretty, you know, steep compared to what it used to be. But you're, you know, going to pay $12 for a bagel and you're going to pay $9 for a coffee.
Right. Everything's like $20 meal.
You know? Yeah. So.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like the one thing I would miss is like my family is there still. Mm-hmm. My sister, the niece and nephew, all that stuff. So it's like every time I am in New York, I'm like, oh, if I lived right here, like in the village or something, you know, like I could go home in like a half hour and see like all my family and then come back or just stay there for the weekend and then come back. You know what I mean? Like that'd be kind of nice. Like here, it's like I don't see them that much. So it's like that's the one trade-off, I'd say.
And it's a 6-hour flight,
fuck
dude.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Now, do you think you're gonna go back and live in New York? You think you want to go back, or you want to stay here in LA?
I would love to go back. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not in a rush. I'm kind of like trying to get my feet wet out here,
totally,
see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I do just love the seasons,
right.
And I just for some reason I really enjoy the like aesthetic, I guess you could say, of living in New York, walking everywhere.
Right.
I think there's a lot there for everybody. Like, no matter, like, you could be the most, I don't know, specific person with the most specific interest, and there's going to be something there for you.
That's true. There's like a lot more. Every time I'm there, I meet like so many interesting people, I feel like, that are not just actors or, you know, in the entertainment thing. Here it's like
influencers.
Yeah, everything. It's like here it's like I feel like that's all I meet here are like comedians, actors, you know, whatever, because we're in that bubble. And depending on where you live, it's like that's where you kinda are or work or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So New York, you run into people all the time on the subway, whatever, you know. So it's like, yeah, there's definitely like an array of different characters you can come into contact with. Mm-hmm. Here, I just feel like it's the same shit over and over again.
Sometimes. Yeah. And also, I feel like it's a lot harder to connect with people out here.
It is. Like, it's a lonely city. It's a very... I've lived here 21 years in January, and it's...
Congrats.
Thanks. Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's going so well. yeah, it's a lonely city. It's a weird city. It's a nice city. Like, getting out of the... Like, once you, drive out of the city, and you're like, oh, my God, there's so much to do around here. Like, mm-hmm. The beach, the mountains, whatever. That's the one thing I like. You can escape and, be in different places, quickly,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, when you're in the city day to day, it's hard to get out of your thing. It's hard mm-hmm. to meet people sometimes. It's a lonely, weird bubble of concrete. it's but you got to make the best of it. You got to figure out different ways to do things and mingle and meet people and all that kind of stuff. So, I don't know. LA, it's always changing. That's the interesting thing about it. But so you never really did auditions in New York, but you're doing them here now in LA.
Yeah.
And you're studying here, at an acting school.
Mm-hmm.
And, you have an agent.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great. So the strike is over. Are you auditioning a lot now? What kind of stuff are you going out for?
I mean, honestly, there's really no in-person auditions. I think since moving to LA, I've done maybe three. Which was, there was COVID and everything.
Yeah, it's very weird. Because I was on the end of both ways. It was always in-person auditions, and then it switched over to self-tapes mm-hmm. during pandemic and then after. I don't know if I like it. Self-tape thing. Here's the thing. I remember getting in-person auditions and... Sometimes it was a pain in the ass because I would work during the day,
mm-hmm.
With my dog business, whatever. I have to shuffle so many things to get to Santa Monica at 2 p.m. or whatever it was to do a commercial
1:45, bitch.
1:45, whatever. Yeah, and it was annoying to get over there,
mm-hmm.
be there a half hour, and then come back in the traffic and then try to work still. And that I don't miss that. I get that. The self tape. The only thing with the self tape, it's okay, now you have to film it. You have to edit it. You got to submit it. I got dogs barking here. I got, no one to help me, no one to read. I don't even know if anyone's going to watch this thing. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Because there's a million people now submitting for it. Whereas in person, at least you knew there's the casting director mm-hmm. and the directors in the room and here they are, So that's the big difference, I'd say. What are your thoughts on that?
I feel like if they're going to go out of their way to invite you to tape, they probably watch it.
Yeah.
I'm sure once they find their person, they probably don't watch too many more after.
Right.
But I feel both. I mean, when I was a younger girl.
You're 22. Get out of here.
But when I was, I'm 24.
24, sorry.
When I was, first auditioning, I would get so nervous. Yeah. I would just, my knees would shake. My mouth would get dry.
Really?
I would be sweating.
Really?
Yeah.
You get nervous? Because you seem a very outgoing person. I mean, I know we work together at the improv and stuff, but it's you're always cracking jokes and, funny.
Yeah, but I still get nervous. I'm a human dog.
Of course, of course.
But I feel like now, also now that I've done comedy, it's kind of you really are standing up on a stage, telling your secrets and your true opinions that you don't really tell other people, or at least I don't. That's what I use it for. Mm-hmm. It's my therapy.
It is a therapy, yeah.
But now that I've done that, I feel like it would be easier for me to do auditions.
Yeah.
But I like self-tapes because, you said, you could do it in your own time and you can work on it.
You can work on it.
You
get a couple takes. So you don't like mm-hmm. it. You can kind of craft it to where it's all right, this is good,
So, exactly. Yeah. But you lose that, which I think an important part of the audition process is meeting them and showing them who you are. And it's really hard to do that in
the
a self-tape.
It's your audience.
And there's
an
energy. You get to look at someone,
Because
when you do self-tapes, you have a reader. But more often than not, I'm not looking at them. I pick a place on the wall so my eye line works with the camera. So
now when you do self-tapes, are you doing them at home or do you go to a studio, that kind of thing?
If I have an audition that I really want to book, I'll go to a studio. I know a guy who he does some pretty pretty good self-tape recordings, yeah. And it's like pretty affordable.
I think that makes sense, yeah.
But most of the, I mean, look, I got my set up, okay? Yeah, yeah. I got my lights, my ring backdrop.
And, you know, everything, yeah, yeah. No, I agree. Like, if it's a commercial, I'm doing it here or whatever. But if it's like a theatrical, like, guest star or like a movie role, mm-hmm. or something, like something that has some, like, meat to it, it's like, invest, go to the studio. I don't have to worry about the taping or, you know, the dogs barking or anything like that, you know? It's like... It's just easier. It's out of your hair at that point, you know.
And they'll kind of coach you through it too, right. Which is fun.
That's true. Yeah, yeah. So now you are doing stand-up comedy now, which when I met you, you were not a comedian.
Correct.
And now you are, which is awesome.
I don't tell people that though.
You don't? What do you? No. You're an actor dabbling in comedy.
No. Well, they'll be like, "Oh, do you do stand-up?" And I'm like, "Oh, sometimes, you know."
Sometimes. Yeah, that's good though. I mean, I don't know. It's like. Yeah, it could be a hobby or another one of your skill sets that you use or whatever. Now, since diving into it, how many shows have you done now? Like 3 or 4? 5?
I think I've done like 4.
4?
Okay. 4, yeah. All
right. And how are you liking it or loving it?
I mean, it's so fun.
You're liking it. Yeah.
I mean, it's nice because I mean, I've been thinking I'm funny.
You are funny.
Oh, thank you, Doug. But, you know, a lot of people will tell you that you're not, and just for no reason. Right. Like, I've had so many people tell me that I'm not funny.
Really?
And now that I...
As an actress?
No.
Or just in person?
As a person?
Yeah. Are you kidding me? Who the hell are these people?
I'm hilarious.
You are. Like, why would someone say that? That's so mean. It's like, I just question that person's, first of all, sense of humor, and then otherwise, just that person in general. I don't know what's wrong with
you. You and me both, my friend. I don't talk to them anymore.
Oh, there you go. They're lost.
But I'm like, it's so nice when you say something that you think might be funny, right. And the return you get when, like,
right.
The room, like, bursts into laughter is like, whoo. It's like, once you get that first laugh, you kind of know that, like, it's, I don't want to say smooth sailing, because, like, some jokes don't work and some do, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, I don't really care what they think about
you
me as
care.
A person.
Yeah, you throw it out there, this is who I am, mm-hmm. and, you know... Take what you want out of it.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like,
well, you're yourself. Like, even like, you know, knowing you from work or whatever, it's just like, it just seems like you are who you are, you know. Even when you come out to me and flip me off, I'm like, oh yeah, that's funny. Yeah, middle finger. All right. See, like, it's like, I mean, it's like some people would take that the complete wrong way and be
yeah.
like, the fuck is wrong with that girl? Like, she's just fucking nasty and fuck you and fuck, you know, flipping me off every time I say, you know. It's but that person doesn't have a sense of humor.
I feel like,
you know, it's just like, that's funny. I don't know.
No, I've actually.
And if you are pissed at me, I'll never know because you'll.
No,
you know,
exactly.
You tell me,
no, you would know.
No, I would know.
You would know. You would know.
I would know. Yeah.
I don't get pissed at people though.
You don't?
Super often, no.
Why not?
I'm just kind of. I like to believe I'm pretty easygoing.
You are easygoing.
Yeah.
But do you, like, what takes something that gets you like really mad? Like, what would get you mad?
I have really bad road rage.
Really?
Really bad.
That comes from New Jersey, East Coast.
Yeah.
East Coast
yeah.
driving versus LA. Yeah, yeah.
But I drive every day to and from work. I drive on the 10.
To Santa Monica. That's a good drive.
And then back. Oh, it's a nightmare, first of all. But I flip out and have a meltdown at least once a day.
Are you going during rush hour? Like, what are the hours?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I kind of miss rush hour. I'm like, I drive at like 10 to get there at 11. Mm. So it's kind of the tail end. And then at night, I leave at like 7:30. So again, kind of the tail end of the main rush hour.
Yeah, you're better off like, you know, missing that. Like, yeah, like leaving an hour later than everyone else's.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
But driving, like, just it's when I get to K-Town. God.
I gotta say, like, even going through, like you know, we carpooled to the show we did the other night, and I picked up Sid, and then it was like, oh, yeah, now we're going to Isabella's, which is a mile away from Sid's place. And then as soon as we got out of Hancock Park into Koreatown, I was like, this is a fucking mess.
Yeah.
I was like, and then I started taking side streets and shit. And I was like, yeah, this is horrible.
It's a fucking nightmare. Especially that was at what, like 6 o'clock?
Yeah,
it's the worst.
6 o'clock on a Saturday. I was like, oh my God. Koreatown is crazy because it's like, yeah, the parking, there's no parking anywhere.
Mm-mm.
Like, I've gone out down there and I've parked in like Hancock Park area, and then I've Ubered to Koreatown and then back to Hancock because I was like, I'm not gonna really drink, but like, I don't want to park in Koreatown because it's a mess. And it's just, yeah, like to go out to eat. There's some great places to go out over there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's crazy. I don't understand like what happened there. Like, that's the one part of L.A. where it's just a mess.
The one part of L.A. where it's a mess?
Well, the parking. The parking there is the worst, I think, in the city.
Yeah. No, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Well, people just, like, I'll be honest, they just park like assholes.
Yeah, yeah.
They, like, leave 5 feet in front and 3 feet
behind. I had a couple friends that lived there, and they would, like, they didn't have, you know, garage spots or whatever, and they'd be, like, I'd be like, oh, what's going on this weekend? And they'd be like, well, I got a parking spot, so I'm in for the weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm like, wow, that sounds like a great life. Uh-huh. I'm like,
dude, that's like West New York, New Jersey.
Yeah,
are
right?
You kidding? It's the same shit.
It is. Yeah, West New York. My mom grew up in West New York, that area. Yeah, like not too far from there. Yeah, yeah. But it was the parking over there is bad, like Hoboken, Jersey City, all
yeah,
that stuff.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And
it's
like
crazy.
Dude, when I first moved to K-Town, I've been there for like maybe 2.5 years now.
Yeah.
The first year, I had just gotten a car. Mm. I didn't have a car in LA before that, and I just got a car.
You flew out here, no car.
Yeah.
See, that's amazing to me because, well, what's interesting to me is that I've been here such a long time now that you needed a car. Like you, like everyone I knew drove out here with whatever car they fucking had or could get or whatever, and you needed one to function here pretty much. Now I know so many people. Now you don't need one, really. You know, you can Uber. I mean, depending on what you do. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like
exactly.
You can Uber, you can scoot, you can, you know, do whatever.
Scoot, fuck Scooters. That. I would not scoot.
No, I take a scooter every day.
I can.
I'll admit. Yeah. I've taken it up to the club. And,
oh, my God.
You know, I mean, I'll keep it local, you know.
Keep it local. You're not going to go on the 405 with that?
No, you can't. but you can function without a car here now because, like, you know, when I grew up here, there was no Uber.
Doug, your age is showing.
Of course it is. Yeah. We used to have, I didn't have GPS when I moved here.
Oh
you imagine God. You imagine living in the city without your iPhone GPS?
No.
I figured I'd get around. We had a thing called the Thomas Guide. Have you ever heard
no.
of that? It was a giant book like this thick.
Oh my God.
And the whole city was laid out in maps. And like you would, like if you had to go to Koreatown or something, you'd look up like the address Koreatown and it would have like coordinates, like numbers. It would be like G3 and like, and you'd have to go like this and like measure up like your fingers. And literally you would have this thing out in your car looking at it, driving around, like looking at the thing. And it was a fucking,
that's fucking dangerous as fuck.
It was a nightmare. But for the most part, how I learned the city was like, the city's a grid. So I would just drive around, dude. I would just drive around wasting gas and like time and like just like be like, all right, here's Olympic, here's Wilshire, you know, like
holy shit.
And like that's how I learned the city pretty much. Like there was no GPS, none of that shit. And like that's pretty I still use GPS, but I pretty much know where everything is now just from being here, you know. But yeah,
that's good.
It was crazy though. It was a wild time.
I mean, LA is
huge. It would be great actually to take like your generation and throw them without the GPS and be like, let's see what happens. Good luck.
You know what? I like to believe I'm pretty good at navigating.
Yeah.
But I know some people who are not. They can't even get
right?
like to work and home without it. And I'm like, man, you don't know where you go every day?
It's crazy.
How have you like, not like picked it up?
Like map, like I drove out here from New Jersey.
That's crazy.
With MapQuest printouts. Remember that? I don't know if you knew that.
No,
like,
I know what MapQuest
right,
is.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what you kids got these days. I mean, I would print out like, you know, MapQuest, New Jersey to fucking Los Angeles. And I just had like, you know, 20 pages printed out and follow it, you know. And you'd get lost. You'd totally get lost. And then you'd
how do you find your way after?
You imagine getting lost. Like, have you gotten lost driving at all? I mean,
yeah.
You do, but then the GPS just corrects you and it's like, all right, make a left here and then get back on the freeway or whatever, you know. Now it's like back then it was like, oh no, I have to fucking, it'll take me a half hour to figure out how I get back onto the expressway or whatever, you know. And I remember getting lost in like Oklahoma and I was like, I don't know where the fuck I am, you know what I mean? It was like, it's just like, it's crazy like to think about like people asking for directions. Anyone ask you for directions recently?
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy to you?
That's so
I don't trust
crazy
those
to me.
People immediately. I'm like, you have a fucking smartphone. No one should ask for directions ever again. Unless it's like an entrance to a building or something, maybe, you know.
Or like an unmarked road.
Yeah,
or something.
But like in LA here, like how do I get to the 405? Like, fucking put it in your phone, dude. Like,
yeah.
Why are you bothering me? You're going to rob me or something. I don't know who you are. You know what I mean? Don't talk to me.
Don't talk to me. I think I have a face that people think that they can talk to me.
Yeah.
Because I've been asked for directions in New York City as well. And I'm like, do I look like I'm that equipped to tell you where to go?
Right, like what
and I'm definitely,
I've definitely
given wrong directions before.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah. The directions I'll get, like, if I'm over by, like, the Hollywood sign. Like, how do we get to the Hollywood sign or whatever? Like,
oh, okay. That's fair, though.
That kind of stuff, you know. So, like, tourist shit, I get that. But, you know, yeah, some of the stuff is just, like, off the wall. It's like, get a fucking, you know, get an Apple Maps or whatever. I don't know.
Google Maps. Come on.
Google Maps. Sorry. I don't know which one to use.
Waze. No.
Waze
is terrible.
I used that once and I was like, this is awful. It's like cross this intersection at 5 o'clock. And you'll say, I'm like, I have to go across 6 lanes to get over there. Are you kidding me? I was like,
dude, it's true.
Like, whoever invented that did not like look at this city specifically and was like, yeah, you can cross Wilshire at 5 o'clock with no light or stop sign. Like,
make a left.
It doesn't make any sense. Yeah, I don't know. All right. So acting, comedy. So you're going to keep doing stand-up comedy. You're going to keep going with that, I think, right?
I mean, man.
Why not, right?
Whatever,
you work at the Improv. You're doing shows. People are going to book you.
Well,
you're
that's
booked.
The thing. I'm just going with the flow of it, man.
Yeah, you
wherever
should.
It goes, I'll ride the wave.
You were on the live show of I'm a Basshole. You
yes.
won. You won the whole night, which was amazing, and I was super proud.
Everyone
loved you and your stories and everything like that. So you had fun doing the live show, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, awesome. Good. I know. Well, we're going to talk about your basshole story for this podcast. I know you may. You know, you have a couple stories in your vault, but you're gonna tell a different one today. I think
I am.
You know, something the audience has not heard, and you know, gets to know you a little bit more. Was there a time that you were a basshole, like that you want to share on the podcast?
Yeah, all right. Absolutely. So, I mean, I live in a building and laundry is always a nightmare when you live in a big building.
Right.
And we have a laundry room per floor. And the people in my building, they're assholes. They should be here, honestly.
Oh, great. We'll have them all on.
But I was I'm pretty diligent when I do laundry. I set an alarm. You know, I'm there when it's ready.
How many things are in your building? How many washer dryers?
There's one per floor.
One per floor. So it's a big building you live in.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, like, you know, medium size.
All right. How many people are on a floor? Like,
I don't know.
20
God,
units?
Do I count? I don't know. Right, maybe.
There could be a line.
15.
There could be a line for the washer dryer.
Sometimes, yeah.
Right. Okay.
On a bad day. But usually I get pretty lucky. But I'm pretty good. You know, I set my timer. I'm on time.
That's good of you. Yeah, I don't
But these assholes fucking will move your shit. I don't like that.
You don't want people touching your clothes.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
No. Like, I started doing my own laundry at like 16 because
really?
I didn't want my parents touching my dirty underwear, man. It made me uncomfortable.
Look at how adult of you. That's
I
great.
Know, you know.
Man, I'll go,
and
I'll
use
go
so
home
much
now
soap.
And I'll be like, hey, you wanna do my laundry, Mom?
Of course, Ducky.
I'm tired of doing it. Fuck.
But I guess this fucking lady, and she lives in the apartment next to ours. She took my shit out of the washer because I guess I wasn't fast enough for her.
Wow.
And she didn't even put it in the dryer. She left it wet on top of the dryer. She didn't even put the fucking clothes in the dryer.
Yeah, I've had someone do that at one of the old buildings I lived at. Someone did that. They just put it on top and it was a wet pile of
what
slop.
The fuck?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I got pretty pissed off about that. And basically, this is a pretty short story, but
that's
pretty
fine.
Much for about 2 months, every time I heard the door like open and close next to me and we were home, I would like wait for her to like put her clothes in the dryer, and I would just open it every time.
Oh, so like it didn't even dry?
Yeah.
Fuck
you.
Wow.
Fuck you. Are you kidding me?
So you
me?
Wasted her money and then also her drying time. So she would go back and everything's still wet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
I did that for about 2 months, like maybe once a week.
Did she ever like catch you or anything like that?
No. I mean, she might know, but
right.
I mean, you deserve that. I feel like that's kind of warranted.
Did you ever think about just having a conversation, being like, "Hey, can you not put my stuff on the top?"
No, I feel like that's kind of self-explanatory. I feel like I don't have to explain that to you.
Right, right, right. Yeah, see, that's something you don't want to mess with someone about, right? Especially Isabella, I would say. Look at her getting, like, you're getting hardcore revenge here, dryer style. I like that. Now your clothes are fucked up for the week.
Your clothes are going to be wet every time.
Yeah, wet and moldy. Yeah, yeah, that's definitely an asshole move. But it's like you're both assholes. But
she was the asshole first, you know?
She was the asshole first. I like a good asshole revenge kind of thing. Because it's like I'm a big revenge person too. Like if someone does something to me, I'll cook it up in my brain. Like I'm going to get them. I'm going to do this and they're going to see it. And you know, I'm going to get it. And then I usually don't do anything. I cool down, and then I reassess. Like I mean, I think that comes with age. Honestly, like when I was younger, I would do like more like yeah, fuck this shit.
Really?
You know? And then like now, I'm like, what's it gonna do? You know what I mean? Like I don't know. I'm gonna cause more problems. I don't know. You know what I mean? It's like, do I have the time?
I'm too tired for this.
Too tired to do it. You know? Yeah, whatever. But yeah, I do like a good revenge kind of thing. You know? I mean, a good asshole. Every asshole deserves a revenge. Thing towards them, I would say. Penny, get out of there. Stop.
Aww.
I know. Now, sometimes these dogs interrupt the podcast, which is fine. But all right. Well, that's a good asshole story. I like that. I like that. I like the revenge dryer. Yeah, yeah. Now, see the fact that you are timing your stuff also is good because I don't do that. I live right next to a laundromat.
To you.
And I go, it's the building next to me, and I go in there, I throw my stuff in there, and then I come back home, and then. I'll wait like a half hour and then go back and put it in.
You don't
the
even. Oh wow, that's really weird. You don't even time your shit. No. What if it fucking sits in the washer and it stinks?
Well, I mean, I'm like, all right, it's been a half hour. I know, it's done. I'll go back over. You know, and I've left stuff in there. Like the last dry or last wash is like 10:30 p.m. or something like that. And like I've tried to time things. Like I washed like comforters and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in the dryer. And then I was like, oh fuck, they're closed already. And then they closed. And then I went over there and the place is closed and I see my stuff like locked in the dryer. And I'm like, oh, I'll get it in the morning. And they open at 6, so I'll just get it in the morning.
Oh my God. That's hilarious.
I know. People were like, aren't you afraid people are gonna steal your stuff? And I'm like, yeah, I guess they could. I mean there's some homeless people that could steal underwear and a blanket if they want it. But if they really need to do that, then I'm like,
you can have it.
I guess they need it. I don't know. You know what I mean? But I'm not worried about that. You know, I just leave it there. It's not like I'm washing like $1 million fucking pajamas or something.
Not at the laundromat, that's for
hell
sure.
Hell no, that's dry cleaner. Yeah, exactly. All right, so so do you have another comedy show coming up anytime soon?
I was asked to do one.
Yeah?
But
you gonna do it?
I don't think I'm available.
Oh my God, look, you're already booked and busy.
No, I'm just working.
You're working, yeah, yeah. Well, that's great that you're being asked. See, that's good. That's a good sign. You know, I love that. When did you move out of your house? Were you like young when you moved into New York? Like how old were you?
Oh, when I moved to New York, I guess how old was I? I don't.
You don't know?
I think I was 19.
Mm.
Yeah, I was not. I had just. Well, right after I moved, so my birthday's in October. I moved out in like August, and then I just turned 19.
Nice. Do you have siblings?
I do.
How many?
Two.
Two?
Two brothers, yeah.
Two brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Are you the middle child?
I'm the baby.
You're the baby?
Baby.
Baby, baby. So two older brothers.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Are they very protective of you?
Yes and no, I guess. Yeah.
Yes and no?
Yeah.
Well, that's good, yeah.
Growing up.
One is and one isn't.
They both like kind of care, kind of don't sometimes. No,
right,
I'm kidding.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
No, they love me.
That's great. That's great. That's a good. Yeah, I have like one younger sister, but three is cool. I think three kids, like three having three siblings situation, that'd be fun. There's a, I don't know, are you a sports fan? Are you like a Giants fan or anything like that?
No, dude. No. I don't.
You don't care.
I don't. I can't.
You don't care at all.
Yeah. No.
Well, that's good. That's good. I'm not a huge sports fan, but I was just reading this story. I guess there's a new quarterback for the Giants, Tommy DeVito. Right? Typical New Jersey name, Tommy DeVito. And it's funny because there's an article going around that this quarterback for the New York Giants lives at his parents' house, And people are like, wow, you still live at home? You live at your mom's house? And then it's like his quote was like, well, it makes sense. It was a no-brainer for me. He said, everything that I need is there at the house. The decision was made since this is a level entry-level football. I'm a rookie. I don't know what's going to happen. You know, and everything's there. Like I go home after practice or a game, and like my mom's got food there for me.
And
the laundry, she does the laundry and everything. Like why would I move out? He's saying, and my sister posted this. She's like, oh, this guy lives like in our town or whatever. Like, you know, everyone's like, oh, that makes sense. That makes sense, right on the feed. And I'm like, that's a typical New Jersey guy. I feel like. Right? Like, I feel like I know so many people I went to high school with that are still doing that at 42.
Yeah, yeah.
And this guy's like only, you know, 20 or whatever. But like, it's like, I don't think that kid's going to move out of his house.
I think it's a dude thing for sure. Is it a dude thing?
Now, do you know a lot of people like from high school that still live with their parents or whatever? Obviously, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
It is a Jersey thing. I mean, there's a lot of people like that, but it is a dude thing, right?
I think it's more so a dude thing if they have like a decent relationship with their mom,
right,
you know,
right.
Whereas like for me example, I moved out before my brother, but it was only because like we were kind of held to different standards and it was all in like good heart, I guess you could say, like it was because they were worried about me and they were protective, and I'm a girl, so it is, I guess, a little more dangerous to be out in the world.
Did they not want you moving out to the city at 19 or whatever, 18, 19?
I'm sure. I mean, they never, you know, squashed on it.
Right.
But I know that they were concerned,
right, for sure,
especially when I moved out here.
Well,
oh, my
course.
God.
Yeah. Oh, my mom was like a wreck when I came out here. Yeah, no, it's like, like you're their baby. And it's, of course, like, you know, New York, L.A., it's a big deal. Yeah, yeah. Moving out, especially moving out. Here's the thing. I know so many New Jersey people. I mean, I don't know if Cliffside Park is the same as where I grew up in Cedar Grove.
Mm-hmm.
But people don't leave that town, really. My town, at least. You know, like, there's a lot of people that grow up there. They get married there. The kids go to the same high school that they went to. It's a very small town. Blue collar Jersey mentality kind of thing.
Yeah.
And for someone to leave the town or at least leave North Jersey, yes, New York, okay, back and forth, but yes, to come out to LA, that's a huge thing. Like not many people escape that thing, that bubble.
And I mean, look, there are times when I'm like, oh, it would be nice to live in like a small town and, you know, work at a bookstore, you know, I have my small town dreams sometimes.
Isabella in the bookstore.
Yeah. But I'm like, or like a bakery, you know, like for a hot second, I was like, I'm gonna open a bakery.
Yeah, but do you like to bake?
I love to bake.
Really?
Yeah. I would never open a restaurant, but there was like a small point in my life where I wanted to be a chef.
Really?
Because I love cooking.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
I chose acting though.
Yeah. Well, you can always pick up.
They're both miserable.
They're both miserable. Yeah, yeah. No, I like to cook. Baking, I don't really know much about, but cooking, I like to cook. what's your favorite thing to bake? Cakes? Muffins?
Muffins? Cakes? I make a pretty good apple pie.
Pie is good. Pie is good.
Or like pumpkin pie. Those are the only two pies I really like, though.
Will you be baking pies for Thanksgiving?
Of course.
Really? Homemade pie.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Hell yeah.
That's great. Yeah, that's where it's at. Have you been to some of the bakeries over here, like Magnolia Bakery? I mean, there's one in New York.
Well, yeah. The New York one is better.
Is it?
Yeah.
Come on.
It's the water, man. Come on.
Oh, the water. Yeah, that's right. The water. Yeah. The different pudding is the water. Yeah.
I have this bakery. It's like a tiny little hole in the wall that I go to. Mm. It's kind of like, I don't really know what neighborhood. I mean, maybe Thai Town. No.
Thai Town.
Kind of like by Little Armenia, actually.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's called European Baking Company. I don't know what it's called, but I just know exactly where it is.
Right.
It's on like Berendo and Sunset, I want to say. So good.
So
probably
good.
The best bakery
really?
I've been to out here. They have a really good birthday cake that I get, and I've gotten it for like 2 years in a row.
You've got that
and my roommate, too.
Your birthday cake from there?
Yeah.
Really? That's awesome. All right. I got to check that out.
That's our like go-to cake spot. And they got pastries. Oh. So
yeah, there's a lot of good bakery. Even the street has a lot of bakery.
I noticed, yeah.
There's a lot of, it's dangerous living next to like all these things. I'm just like, oh my God, pastries and all the shit I should not be eating.
Oh my God.
Yeah, exactly. That's awesome though. I didn't know you baked. That's cool. holidays coming up. Isabella's gonna make baked goods.
Hit me up, man.
Did you ever get like, my dad would always go get baked goods every Sunday morning.
Aww.
And like he'd go get like crumb buns and muffins and like big like that, like every Sunday he still does that. Like when I go home, like there's, you know, you'd get up and there's just like a bag of all the shit you should not be eating. Then my dad would go get it and he'd be like, I got you a muffin, I got you a crumb bun. Aww. I'm like, I can't eat that, dad. I'm like, you know, he's like, well, have a piece. I went out and got it. I'm like, all right.
You have to eat it.
You have to, you know, it's like, yeah, cooking and like food is like always a big East Coast kind of.
Yeah, that's like the love language over there.
It really is.
And like, you know, especially if you're like not just a white person, mm-hmm. if you have like some culture,
right.
That's like very important. Like
it is,
especially in my family. Like that's why I bake and cook and I'm actually pretty good at it. Like that was how we passed down our culture.
Right. Especially, you know? Being Italian, you're Italian, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm Italian as well. So it's like, yeah, it's very, you know, New Jersey Italian. Like my grandmother would always make the meatballs and pasta, mm-hmm. and all that stuff. Way too much food at the holidays. It's like, who's gonna eat all this stuff?
Wait,
you know,
do you say sauce or gravy?
Gravy is, I mean, my mom would always say gravy for pasta.
No,
I but here's the thing, I say sauce because my mom would say gravy when she would make the pasta, and I'd be like, it's sauce. She's like, no, it's gravy.
That
like,
is so wrong.
I know, but
that
it's
is
like,
so wrong.
I would be like, why do you call it gravy? She's like, because there's like meat and, you know, like, you know, in the gravy for the pasta. I'm like, gravy to me is brown.
Yes.
For Thanksgiving turkey or mashed potatoes.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I would always debate that, yes. But I think it's like the old school, like, generation thing. They called it gravy back then. I don't know why.
I've heard it like only from, I've only heard fake Italians call it gravy, okay?
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Like Western Italians.
Maybe. I don't know.
No hate.
Yeah,
though,
but it's
you know,
a generational thing, maybe. I don't know. Yeah. Or a regional thing. I don't know. Like, it's like, yeah, they would always call it gravy. And I'd be like, sauce. It's sauce. Like pizza sauce. Gravy is brown to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like on
gravy's
a
turkey. Meat, not
for meat.
Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, I don't know.
Pasta.
Yeah, it's weird. My mom does call it gravy. Tomato sauce is gravy to her, but I don't agree with that though. Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
I know. It's weird, right? I don't get it.
You've moved up a notch
moved
in my
up
book.
A notch. Yeah, because there are people that call it that, which is, I don't understand, but I don't know. You don't really have a big accent, New Jersey accent.
I sound like an LA girl. It is so frustrating.
Well, it's interesting because I have one. It comes out every now and then,
mm-hmm.
if I drink or if I go back home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or if I get lazy or whatever, it'll come out. Or if I say certain things, like I'm going to go have my coffee, I'm going to walk my dog.
Oh, you say coffee.
Coffee.
I say coffee.
Coffee.
Yeah.
Coffee. I don't know. I go back and forth. Like it does. Mm-hmm. Like it's not very prominent on me, but like I've lost it, I think, coming out here.
Yeah.
And whatever. But then I have, you know, like your friends back in New Jersey,
mm-hmm.
they have like thick accents.
Not so bad. I mean, some of them do. I mean, my parents, I never really thought I had an accent at all. And
you
then,
don't though.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of diminished throughout
the
years. It like kicks up when I'm around them or like you said, like when I'm drunk or
like,
angry.
If we were both in New Jersey at the same time and like we met up at some bar or something, like would all of a sudden we start talking like, oh my God, you want a beer? Isabella, you want a beer? She wants a beer. Let me get a pie. You want a pizza pie? You know, it just starts coming out, you know, because like one of my good friends has the thickest fucking New Jersey dialect and it's like, you know, very late on thick. And I'm just like, how did that happen? Like, we both grew up in the same area, you know? And I'm like, yeah, I moved out here. You stayed there.
I was
going to
say,
And I think it just even got worse over time. Like, you know, and I was like, that's so interesting to me. Like how like I've lost it. And then like the, she still like has it so thick. It's just so weird. Yeah.
I like it though. I think
I like it. Yeah.
I like it's the thing that I will say that you have that I guess I think I have it sometimes. But like, even though you don't have the accent so much, you still have that punch quality. It's like,
right.
You know, no, but it's like, it's nice because it's like very direct.
Yeah.
I think the quality of your voice.
It's almost like even without the voice, it's like either your body language or like the presence of you,
mm-hmm.
like you can tell, I feel like sometimes I look at myself like a video of me or like a photo or something. I'm like, yeah, like I look like I should be in New Jersey, or I belong in some Italian fucking restaurant or family or mafia or something. I don't know, like you know what I mean? Like there's like some kind of like spunk that's like there,
yeah,
that like people from other regions in the country don't have, you know?
Yeah.
So it's almost like you can pinpoint like, oh yeah, she's East Coast, you know? And I know what she's up to. You know?
It's happened every time. Every really? Time I tell people where yeah, I'm from, yeah. They're like, "Yep, I can see it."
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know. Never lose the jersey. You know,
I don't plan on it.
Can't take the jersey out of the girl, you know? I don't know what that means. Anyway. All right. Well, Isabella Urdaneta, you have some comedy shows maybe coming up. You're acting and you're going to be booking things all over the place. I know that's going to happen. What is your ultimate acting dream job, would you say?
I mean, it's hard. I just have so many aspirations.
Yeah. You want to do movies?
I
TV?
Do. I do. Like, I do like movies.
Comedy.
More
comedy
than TV.
Or drawing. You like both?
Both. Yeah. I like both.
Yeah.
But if I'm talking about like, well, here's the thing. My next goal is to be somewhere in the SNL realm.
Yeah.
Whether like I wouldn't mind being like a writer's assistant to start and then kind of work my way up that ladder.
Yeah, you should.
If anyone's listening, get me a job.
I feel like that was everyone's dream at some point. Like, I definitely had that aspiration at some point. Like, I did Groundlings, all that stuff, you know, characters, you know, improv, all that stuff. Yeah, so it was like everyone's dream was to be on SNL at some point. And it either happens or
it doesn't.
You finally like, you're like, I'm not, that's not gonna happen. You know, I'll do something else. You know,
which you know, we'll see.
Like,
how
I know
it goes.
I know enough people like on there now. I got a friend that's a writer and nice. Castmate and stuff. But like, yeah, it's like you do. Like, have you seen the show live? Have you gone to a taping of it?
No.
Oh, you should do that.
I know.
You should do that
I
in
know.
New York. That's a lot
yeah.
of fun to go do. Yeah, that's fun. You should definitely do that.
That's
but
the
yeah.
one thing I was like, damn, why did I do that?
Yeah, you should totally like do like a character reel and like. You know, get submit for SNL, you know?
I don't think you could submit for
you
SNL.
You can. I've done it a couple times.
You submitted?
I have.
How
yeah.
do you submit?
I mean, when I did Groundlings, I did a character reel. I had back in the day the casting assistants email or whatever and they were like,
oh, wow.
They're like, here's the thing, you submit this tape and then, you know, you sign all these papers and SNL writing packet. You can write sketches and submit.
Yeah,
them.
See, I would do that. I think
I think I have the email somewhere. I could probably get it for you. yeah, like I submitted a couple times. You know, I had a couple friends that had auditions for it, like in person.
Yeah,
stuff like that. So like,
that's tough, though.
Yeah,
dude.
Right.
It, the fucking.
They
pressure.
Were like, I remember they were like so nervous going in, and
yeah,
it's like, you'd go
I mean, you're
in.
There in front of fucking Lorne Michaels.
Yeah, you're there
Are
in front of
kidding?
Lorne, and you'd sit there and you'd do your characters, and no one would laugh.
They don't laugh.
And
yeah,
you'd fucking leave,
yeah.
And you'd be like, oh, like you know. It's like, I remember, yeah, it's like Mikey Day used to direct my sketch group.
Really?
For like a year and a half, he directed our sketch group while he was doing Groundlings. He's always main company Groundling member. I think he auditioned for SNL like 5 times or something like that. And they never took him or whatever. And then, you know, he was directing our group and stuff like that. And then like after that, like he finally got hired as a writer. And but it took him like 5 times for them to like hire him. And he was just kind of like, well, I guess it's not happening, you know?
I mean, you see some people that like didn't get on and they're amazing.
Oh, yeah. There's so many big celebrities that didn't get on. And then there's other people that were on and like, you know, bless you. They were there for like a season and then you never hear from them again. You know what I mean? Okay. It's, yeah, that show is an interesting beast, I think, you know? But it's, yeah, it's classic, you know?
It's true. I grew up watching it so hard.
I don't watch it that much anymore, but it's like, I think it's high school I was obsessed with it. High school and college I was obsessed with it. And then it's a generational thing, I think. You know, like my SNL people were like Farley and Sandler.
Yeah, well.
And like Spade and like, you know, that whole group was like, these are the guys that were like, oh, I love this group, you know. And then they get fired and then it's like, and then a new group comes in. It's like Will Ferrell and stuff. And it's still like that. But then like, you know. I don't know, like, I didn't really watch it that much after that, you know? I was kind of like, all right. As you get older, you, like, lose interest in, like, the characters a little bit, I think. It's a generational thing. It's definitely, like, built for people in their, like, you know, teens to, like, mid-30s, I think. I don't know. I don't know. Like, I don't watch it now. Like, now I'll check out a sketch
when
it's, like, posted on something. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll watch that, you know, but... But I remember tuning in every Saturday, like 11:30, or like taping it back.
Well, that was like
whatever,
part of the magic of it is that you do like you watch it live, and it's
Yeah. And now I don't think a lot of people do anymore.
Well, I mean, who the fuck has cable
who
anymore?
Who has cable? Yeah, exactly. You just fucking, you know, watch it the next night.
Yeah.
So it's like.
Or it's on YouTube.
Yeah,
or,
exactly. That's when I watch it now. It's
and
like,
you actually have to pay for Hulu Live TV.
I have that. Yeah,
I have it.
Yeah.
SNL.
I know. Yeah.
They used to just be on Hulu.
They used to be on Hulu, but now you have to. Yeah, exactly. But like, yeah, I remember tuning in every Saturday night. Like, I'd stay home. You'd stay home and be like, oh, yeah. I gotta be home by 11:30 because it's SNL, you know? And it's like, that was the thing. But now no one cares about that anymore. So, but yeah, you should totally submit. I think it'd be great.
Thanks,
do
man.
Do it. You do characters and stuff. You do characters?
No.
Do some characters.
I know. I'm working on it.
Yeah?
But I like writing. I just write things that I think are funny that right. aren't necessarily like character based.
Yeah, no, or, you know? I get that. And you can totally be yourself on there, but
yeah.
it's like do some impressions maybe.
Well, yeah, I mean there's like
yeah, character
characters
reels.
But not like,
oh my god, if I showed you my fucking character or reel that I'd submitted back in the day, you'd probably be like, that's you.
I'm dying to see it.
I'll send it to you.
Hell yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah. I don't know. All right. Well, Isabella Urdaneta, you're going to see her everywhere at some point. Because I don't know. I have a feeling you got it. You got it.
I got it, man. It.
Exactly. All right. Is there anything else you want to say before we leave?
I think I'm square. I mean, right. Thanks for having me, Doug.
Did I?
I had right. so much fun.
Are you not nervous anymore?
45 minutes later, I'm like, oh, I'm feeling kind of warm now.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, Isabel, thank you for coming into the studio. Guys, remember, we're going to have a big Bass Hole live show at the Bourbon Room on Tuesday, November 28th, 9 p.m. Tickets are on sale now. Make sure you get those. Remember, don't be a Bass Hole, but if you are, laugh about it. Ciao.
You've been listening to I'm a Bass Hole with Doug Bass. Follow us on Instagram at Bass Hole Show. Think you deserve to be on the show? Email us at contact@bassholeshow.com and visit our website at www.bassholeshow.com and get the latest information. Subscribe on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast fix, and don't miss the full videos on YouTube. Remember, don't be a bass hole, but if you are, laugh about it. We'll see you next time.